Liam, a 2-1 defeat, but how do you assess that overall?
Exactly what you said, it's a 2-1 defeat. You know, it's not a good taste. Obviously, going down to 10 men so early in the second half doesn't help. Thought the lads acquitted themselves. You know, you're playing against a good team today. But again, you know, with 11 men on the pitch, we expect a different result.
Yeah, what was your view of the red card for Freeman?
Genuinely, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment. That's genuine. You know, what I would say is there's two good teams on the pitch. You know, you're playing against the champions, so, you know, you've got to give them every credit and you've got to keep every man on the pitch and use every breath to try and beat them.
You must be very encouraged by what you saw with 10 men, though.
I thought there was some individually, you know, good performances. You know, first half, not as good and as energetic as we'd like. Second half, you know, with 10 men, yes, in spaces. But again, you know, you're playing against a good team. You know, the champions for a reason. You know, and you know, they kind of nicks it in the end.
Unfortunate moment for Jack Watmore. Great to see him back on the pitch, and just one of those things where those things happen for defenders.
Yes. The main thing is for a few lads today, you know, Jack certainly most of all was to get on the pitch and get minutes under his belt, because you know, you've seen many times down here as a good player, and you know, to return from an injury like he has and to put on a performance like he has, you know, it's fair credit to him.
What a strike from Cal Naismith. Seems to come out of nowhere, but wonderful hit.
Yes, he does it in training. You know, the gaffer's squeezing Cal every minute of every day to try and get the best out of Cal, and you know, when he shows glimpses of brilliance like that, you know why.
Ben Close obviously came off with an injury. Do you know what was the problem with him?
Hopefully just cramp. He did cramp up. Wasn't sure if he'd pulled his quad or things, but to early assessment, it's cramp. So fingers crossed, we'll dust ourselves down and we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
It was a fairly makeshift back four by then, but I guess overall your priority is to try and get as healthy a squad for Thursday as possible today.
It is, yes. I think we finished with one defender on the pitch with 10 men, you know, against the champions, so it's not going to be easy. But I thought the lads stuck to it really well. Disappointed to lose. But again, you know, when you're playing against quality and, you know, the depth of squad at Northampton's got, you're always going to be up against it. And, you know, that's where we want to be as well.
Yeah, for periods they showed why they're top of the league today.
Yes, certainly. Good game. You know, before the game we knew it was going to be two good teams. You know, and individually good players on the pitch. And we expected goals and a good game. Disappointed again to go down to 10 men, but I'm not going to discredit Northampton one bit. They've come, they beat us, and, you know, the champions, so well done.
Nice of Adam May getting on the pitch, and Brandon Howstrup, a league debut for him.
Yes, we've ticked a lot of boxes today, a lot of positive boxes. You know, once you look past the result and you digest and reflect on it, we've ticked a lot of positive boxes. So, you know, as a football club, we're going forward very well and very, you know, very strong. So if we continue to build like we have done this year, you know, we'll be in good place.
There seemed to be an incident in the far corner right at the end. Ricky Holmes seemed a bit unhappy coming off. Have you any idea what happened in that corner?
No, I don't, mate. No, I think, listen, it's a game with, you know, with a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, energetic players. So you expect a lot of energy in the game, you know, before, during and after. I think it's just part of that, really. I don't think there's anything went on untoward, to be honest.
And obviously the likes of Christian Burgess, Connor Chaplin, Mark Minolta are involved today, but is that really overall, you know, they've got knocks and trying to get them fully fit for Thursday?
Yes, no, there's no shying away from it. We've got injuries, you know, we've got quite a lot of injuries come at this time of year, so it's important that we dust ourselves down, and every single day we'll be ticking down and seeing where we're at, but it's a race against time, really.
And now, obviously, Thursday night here, home advantage to Plymouth in the second leg, but is that going to be a big difference over the playoffs?
Personally, you've got two teams who have done well in the campaign. They're both equally as good away at home. You know, two good teams, two, you know, individually teams with good individual players. You've got 180 minutes plus to beat Plymouth, and that's what we're trying to do. So home and away, for me, it's irrelevant. You've got 180 minutes to beat them to try and get to Wembley and then win another game. So that's what we'll firstly try and do.
And just finally from me, obviously, Pompey, you know, a few players rested today, but a nice run of form coming into this game. How well do you feel, you know, how good a place is the team going into this huge tie?
Yeah, I mean, we've been like that all year, really. We've probably not, you know, had the sustained run that we'd like other teams, you know, Northampton, the lads who have gone up. Oxford, you know, they've had a bit of a sustained run. We've not had that all year, and that's probably the little bit we've been missing. But, you know, it's our job to digest it and reflect it and make sure we do well, you know, into the coming three games possible.